Hello, everyone. Ed Richards with OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, in his week in review, Ed Serwin with USDA Market News, Amarillo, Texas, tells us box beef prices and finished cattle prices dropped again last week. Ed?
The spot choice box beef cutout ended the week on Friday at 183.37, and that's down about $4 since the previous Friday. The daily spot volume total for the week was 978 loads, compared to 905 the previous week, and that represents about 14% of the total volume for the week of all box beef product. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the total of all types of sales, was at 187.30, which was almost $3.40 lower than the previous week. The total reported volume was 6,893 loads. That's almost 700 loads less than the previous week. Even the formula volume was tough, and that trade volume dropped to 3,082 loads, and that's down about 300 loads below normal. And usually that volume is pretty steady. The outfront sales was around 1,100 loads, and that's about 400 loads below last week, indicating that retailers are reluctant to book product ahead again. The export volume was the only remaining item that was really positive, and that was up about 100 loads at 980 loads, with about 78% of that product going overseas. I don't know where we would be today without that tremendous support from that export overseas. The primal trade was generally lower, with chucks and rounds 2 to 7 lower. Ribs and loins were $2 to $6 lower, except for choice ribs, which were about $2 higher. 50% trimmings ended the week at $79.86, but traded a little lower than that sometime throughout the week, and were about $8 lower from the previous Friday on very good volume of over 4 million pounds of spot product. The cow cutout ended the week $1 to $2 lower, influenced by the $3 drop in 90% trimmings. Retailers have basically gone back to buying more hand-to-mouth as they watch the CME slaughter cattle prices decline, box beef products and cutout dropping, and the finished cattle prices getting lower. So they've pretty much quit booking product ahead and are watching this market decline a little bit. As far as the finished cattle trade, the general trend was a dollar lower, with the Southern Plains trading at 125 on a live cattle basis, and the Northern Packers, they were a little shorter, so they paid 126 to 127, and mostly 202 in the meat, with a few up to 204. Packers cut harvest rates to around 480,000 head of finished cattle only for the week, and that was in response to the continued pressure on these box beef prices. Moderate to heavy supplies of product and light demand continue to keep prices on the defensive. The average live weight of cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 1,226 pounds last week, was down about 16 pounds from the previous week, and one pound lighter than last year. This reinforces the fact that we're extremely current in the Texas Panhandle on our finished cattle sales. However, the national average steer carcass weight climbed 2 pounds again to 850 pounds, and that's still about 20 pounds over last year, and it's only 1 pound less than the really heavy weights that we saw back in 2009. Heavier weights on cattle add significant volume to the amount of 50% trimmings available, and that's one thing that helped put pressure on that 50 market again this week. Packers have about 300,000 head of cattle contracted to them for April, and although that's quite a bit higher than March, it's over 80,000 head less than last year, so it's not as big an item as we saw last year. The nearby CME prices dropped quite a bit on Thursday and Friday and closed at 120.45 on Friday, which was about $4 lower than the previous Friday. When you look at the Southern Plains feeder cattle, the auction receipts were considerably lower than last week. Prices generally posted a modest recovery early in midweek. Most auctions were steady to $3 higher on cattle headed for feed yards and $2 to $12 higher on stocker-type cattle headed for grass. Those thin six-weight cattle in particular showed pretty good increases, which is normal seasonal trend as buyers secure cattle for the Flint Hills at Osage grazing areas, and they're looking for these larger, high-capacity type animals. The 5 to 600-pound steers traded mostly at 176 to 202 this week. And those 6 to 650s we were talking about earlier, they were 172 to 186 with some of the thinner offerings up into the 190s. 7 to 750-pound steers at auctions were 156 to 166 with a little bit of trade over that. And the 8 to 850s continue under pressure at 144 to 152. The Texas Direct Feeder Cattle Report only had 14,000 head, and those heavyweight steers, which was the only really good test, they were steady to $3 lower. An 8 to 850-pound steer traded at 145 to 151. That was a current FOB, but with more cattle trading at the lower end of the range this week. The nearby CME Feeder Cattle Month was steady early in the week, but settled at 148.82 on Friday, and that was about $4.50 lower than the previous Friday, pretty much losing everything the last 2 days of the week. But part of this decline was the switch from March to April. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.